Firstly, tonight's shiur is before Shlema for Baruch Shmuel Yehuda ben Esther Fruma and Avram Yaakov ben Sima. They should both have a refuah Shlema. As Benji pointed out tonight, this week is a very appropriate Shabbos or week of learning Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The words appear in the sixth parsha of Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And we saw last week that Yisrael Av Es Yosef, Yisrael, which is the reference, you know, the remez to the Baal Shem Tov, very much loved Yaakov Yosef. And just as Yaakov Avinu had passed on, we mentioned this last week, Yaakov Avinu passed all his chachma to Yosef Tzadik, so too the Baal Shem Tov trusted in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef to continue his legacy of his Torahs. So last week we already had some of an introduction about him. This week we'll continue with more stories about him and how he grew and became great. And the next week, again, I'm having the Masiba in my house. Everyone, please join us. And then the following week, we'll go through some of his Torahs, and we'll move on to the next Tzaddik. So the first piece I'm going to just share with you outside, I didn't make a copy here, but the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, as we were introduced last week, was very much, he was a very strong individual, very aggressive. He was a kapdan, they referred to him as. He had a temper. So it's not surprising that they describe the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. This next piece is found in the Shivchei Baal Shem Tov. They describe him how he would oftentimes fast. And he would fast day to day, every single day. He'd a full day fast and he'd eat at night. And once a month, he'd actually go a full week from Shabbos to Shabbos without any eating at all. It seems even at nighttime, he wouldn't eat. And he would do other types of things of, you know, going in the mikvah, cold water, icy water, all types of things, really hurting himself as a process of going through tshuva. It's brought down here, he would do a tshuva process that's brought down that Adam HaRishon would go through the years of fasting and siguf from other types of physical pains. And he did this for 5 years, this type of fasting. And in the sixth year, he was fasting from Shabbos to Shabbos. And the Baal Shem Tov was once along the way, and he heard an announcement from Shemayim that said, hurry up, run fast, because he's about to die, he's about to lose his brain. A reference to Toldos Yaakov Yosef. So the Baal Shem Tov ran quickly, and he had a very strong and fast horse, and he made it on time, and the horse, which was very valuable, I don't know what it meant, but Sheva, equal Asara Adumim, 10 gold, some type of coins, and that horse died in running so fast to the help of the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And the Baal Shem Tov said to the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, or Kol Toldos, that my horse died, that was very valuable on the way, just so we could save you. It's about time, you better eat now, and you have to stop doing what you're doing. And then they bring a story, a letter here, that Baal Shem Tov wrote in describing to the Toldos how nowadays we don't go through these terrible physical pains. And there's a very beautiful letter he writes with the great Shevach of how great the Toldos was. You know, Ahuvi Ahav Nafshi, my dear love, Harav Hamor Gadol, Ner Yisrael Patish Achazek, a candle for Am Yisrael, a strong hammer, Amud Hayimini, my right pillar, Hamufursam Bachasidus, is well known in Chasidus, Hachacham Hashalim Hamufla Osepela, Hanitbar Bekiris Libi, that's very much connected to my heart, Davik Meachli, Kavod Marina Harav Yosef HaKohen. So that's how he, quite the introduction. It wasn't just like a deer, it was three lines of praise. And he says, nowadays, Kibalti Varisi, I saw Ria Achas B'Shei Shiros El Yonos, I saw up in Shemaim two rows. Visham Nemar, it says there how great you are. Kilu Muchach Lesanos. V'tirgas Bitni Mikol HaKorin, I heard the great pains, I felt this pain in my stomach that you were doing all these fasts. And then you're going through other Gzeiras and Gzeiras. And now I'm telling you now, this only leads you to bitterness, to depression, to continue on your ways of fasting. We know the Shechina is not going to rest upon someone. You're not zocha to Ruach HaKodesh through sadness. Rak mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. I taught you many times. And based on this, he says, I'm begging you, please stop what you're doing. And what you should do is every single morning, b'chol boker boker, basely muda, when you learn, yad b'katzmo b'ho'osios, connect yourself to the letters. B'dveikus gamur la'avodas bara baruchu baruch shmo. Connect yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu through the letters. V'az yumtuku ha'dinim, this way it's going to sweeten, it's going to lessen all the dinim, the punishments. Bisharashan from their roots, the Yakel may all of Hadinim. And that's the way, that's the approach. The approach isn't through fast days anymore. It's not through jumping in the mikveh that's ice cold. It's through Simcha Shamitzvah, Simcha Shatorah, and connecting to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And it seems through this, this is part of the change the Baal Shem Tov was trying to introduce to the Toldos, how to change his personality, how to change his outlook on Avodas Hashem. So there's another story now. If you look inside, this is, it says Polona on top of that one. I forgot to put, okay. The first page says Ashreham Shekachalo. The second, the bottom half. So Ashreham Shekachalo B'Savlanus. So the Maisa goes as follows. This is found in the Sefer. This one is in, not Zichron Levracha, the different Sefer I have. I think it's called Pardes Tzadikim, which also has many stories of the Tzadikim. And the story goes as follows. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo. Pasuk in Tehillim. Pam achas, one time, haya harava kadosh Rabbi Yaakov Yosef mipolona bikfar al bris milah. He once went to a village and there's a bris milah taking place. V'haya zman gishamim blata gadol. Big rain, a big storm, I assume. V'lo haya lahem minyan. There was no minyan for the bris. V'haya lahem tzar mizeh. They were very bothered by this. Ad shiro zokin echad holich la'at. They saw an elderly man slowly making his way over to the shul, or maybe to the house for the bris. Vimtinu ad shibala beis bias v'hishlim l'minyan. They waited patiently, and finally the elderly man walked in the house, completed the minyan. V'haya chalash me'od machmas akor. Now the old man was very, very weak. So the amrullah, they offered him efshir tishto mat yayin sar, if you want some schnapps, kidei l'schamim, to warm up your body. Here should be answered, La Zainazoi, it's okay, it's fine. Achrei keich, kach amrullo. Then they said to him, Efshir tishtu chamin, maybe you want some hot tea, some coffee. Amru La Zainazoi, it's fine, I don't need any of that. V'cheina kol davar v'davar sheshalu, heishiv kein. Anything they asked him, he said, it's fine, La Zainazoi, it's fine, I don't need anything else. Am I pronouncing it the right way, by the way?
Perfect.
Excellent. So achar mila, afterwards, Shal also Arav, the Toldos ask this old man, "Mazeh shal kol davar v'davar she'omrim lachem atem meshivin lazazayin azay." What do you keep answering? It's fine. It's, I don't need it. Hishivu. So answered the man, "Hakach amar David Amelach Alav Hashalom." David said, "Asheam shekach alo." Now I'm going to need help with this one.
Boil is the fall. It's all good. The nation. But is ours. What all is encompassing Zot Ezot Ezol Zion Ezoi. He's saying basically everything is fine in the world, should just say everything is fine.
Okay, so Gamzu Tov in essence. Gamzu Tov, everything's fantastic. No need to complain. We don't need anything. Everything we have is fine. Just be very easygoing. Achar Kach, Rotsa Rav Zal, the Toldos ran, the Daber Odim Azek Zekin. He had another question. He wanted to catch up to this elderly man. And he couldn't find them. He was looking around the room. They're having a little suda after the bris. He couldn't find them. So he sent a messenger to go find this elderly man. Go see where he is. It won't be so hard to find such a man because he walked in with a cane. He's walking slowly. Go get him. He's probably a couple blocks away, if even. So they couldn't find the man. So then he said, this must have been Eliyahu that was sent from Shemayim, Lilamdo Shelo Yehe Kapton, to teach him a lesson, that same lesson, La Zainazai, it's all fine, there's no need to get excited about anything, everything's okay, yes, the minute was a little bit delayed, no need to get excited, and that was part of his change of trying to overcome that that anger, that temper that he had. So there is another encounter he had. If you go to the next page, the other side of this page here, Uvda Sheira im Harava Kadosh Baal Toldos Yaakov Yosef Zechus Yogenu Lenu. Another Maisa with him. Shepam Achas Higil LeBeis Medrasho Shel Baal Shem Tov Kadosh Zechus Yogenu Lenu. One time he was learning the base medrash of the Baal Shem Tov. The Rosham Avrich Echad, he saw a young man learning that was Metayel BeBeis Medrash B'Mochen Degalus. He was very much in his thinking. He was walking back and forth, pacing, chazering something, thinking about something. Vohikiro, he didn't recognize who the boy was. Nigash ha-toldos el ha-avrechi, went over to him. Vishalu me'ayinatami, asked, do you want to give a shalom aleichem? Be friendly, where are you from? What brings you here? Hishivu ha-avrech, the avrech responded, takef. It wasn't meant takef. Kikein derech misha'ein lo panay lahashiv takef. A guy doesn't have time to talk, he just takef. He says, immediately, get away from me, I don't have time, I'm trying to learn here. He asked again, I'm just trying to be friendly. What's your name? What are you doing here? He just blew him off each time. Levasof. In the end, Heshiva Avrich, the Avrich said, why do you care where I come from? I'm just trying to learn here. So Analo, he says, the Toldos responds back to this Avrich, Kasher Shnei Anoshim, Bimerchak Bom Yachad. When two people come from distant places, and they come to some place together, Umitoch Diburum, from their conversation, Asher Beneim, Shalom Zeleze Bishlomim, they ask, how are you doing? How's your Mishpacha? Mitoch Kach, Bom Lidei Ava, that brings about more love between two Yin. They recognize each other. Now let's say you guys depart and you see each other 2 years later. You hug. Oh, remember we met in the base medrash of the Baal Shem Tov? You get so excited. Then you get so excited. Remember we met each other 15 years ago in camp? Remember? That's the type of excitement. So if you meet someone now, it could create simcha if you meet him again years later. And that second meeting, you're going to give great praise and thanks to Hashem. You thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, you got to meet this friend of yours again a few years later. And through that is going to grow a great amount of praise towards Hashem Yisbarach. Vinei Ksiv, and the Toldos finishes off his whole vart here. That's what it means in Tehillim. Va'ata Kadosh, Yoshev Tilos Yisrael. You're going to be the Kedush of Hashem is going to come from the Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, of the conversations, of the gatherings of Am Yisrael coming together. HaPerish Hi, She'Hashem Yisbarach Mamtin U'Mitzapeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, he's anticipating, Mosa Yagiu Lo Shevach V'Odam Yisrael. So when does it come? When they're Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael, when they're sitting down, Yisrael, they're going to create Tehilos. So Atah Kadosh, or Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha, he's waiting for that time when they're going to sit together and bring out the praise of Hashem. Ki ma'od ma'od chaviv lefanei Hashem Yisbarach Tehilos Yisrael. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu very much appreciates, he very much desires the praise from Am Yisrael. U'kasher gamar v'sayim ha'toldos es ha'tor hanal, when he finished his big chiddush, the pshat in this pasuk, hisif einav, he blinked his eyes, the Avrich einenu, and he disappeared. He couldn't find the Avrich. Something strange just happened. It was like a ghost. So nichnas atoldos la Baal Shem Tov, hakadosh zechus yogenu leinu. He went to the office of the Baal Shem Tov. The sipra las kol ha'ore told him everything that happened. And anilah Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov explained to the toldos, ha'Avrich hazeh haya Eliyahu Navi zachor l'tov. This was Eliyahu who came as a different person. We saw earlier he came as an older man. Now he came as a young man. Ubal Khan and Eliyahu came here for one purpose. He came to the base medrash to meet you. Lishmo mimcha es haperish shel v'ata kadosh hanal. He came dafka to hear what your chiddush was in this pasuk. V'ata omer Eliyahu Navi. Now Eliyahu is back up in Shemayim, the base medrash shelmala. HaTorah hazo b'shemayim mishimcha. He's quoting you in Shemayim this great chiddush of the Toldos. That's what went on in this second encounter of the Toldos. So we see now already his personality is changing a bit, where he's going over to people, being much friendlier, welcoming. So what time is it now? Oh, wow, I didn't realize it goes so fast. Wow, okay. So there is one more story here I wanted to share, but may I have to share a second story, which I didn't copy for you.
Yeah. Didn't come to teach him a message, but came to
learn from him. Exactly. So now if you go to the next piece, this is a longer story. If you go now, it starts with... it's a little blurred here, but Vilna. It's Tafresh Nun Tes is the Amud on the bottom there. So I know some of it's blurred on the inside, but I'll read with it. Hopefully you can follow along the way. Ba'ira Acha Shebepelach Vilna. There was a small little city in the province of Vilna, the city of Vilna, where Nisu Zug Tsayer Zelazu. There's a young couple got married. Kavur's man katzer, after a short time passed, achrei nisun, after the wedding, Higisha Isha, the wife, began to sense something strange. Shabaila, noeg b'minhagim muzarim, her husband, the chasen, the young man, was starting to do some strange things. Shelo hurgala l'rosim, that she wasn't used to seeing when the way she grew up in her house. What would he do? Kam b'chatzos laila, this guy would wake up in the middle of the night, midnight, v'orech tikun chatzos, Koar Boker, when the sun would rise, he'd go to the mikvah, The Kore Beis, the Sefer, he had the Sefer that he'd be learning, and Shumatznia Achrei Kriyasa, after he'd learned the Sefer, B'mitaso Tachas HaKeset, he'd hide it underneath his pillow. So she was very bothered, right? What was going on? These strange practices. She never grew up in such a thing. So Sipra HaIsha Sadavar Lavia, she told her father what was going on in their house. V'hala halach v'hotzi mitachas HaKeset HaSefer. So the husband, strange thing, okay, I'm not sure if the in-laws, I would not recommend a father-in-law ever to do this, to go into the bedroom of his daughter or son-in-law, but the father-in-law was very concerned for his daughter. And he went to the bedroom, and he went underneath the pillow, he took out a sefer, Leros Mativo. He wanted to know which sefer this young son-in-law was learning. Pasach as a sefer, he opened it up, Yihinei chashko einav meros ha-sefer, he was so amazed and astonished and surprised what the sefer was. It was a toldos Yaakov Yosef. Shemechabro haya miroshe akat, the head of that tribe, the head of that cult, that Hasidus cult is Baal Shem Tov, that's the sefer he was reading. Benitvas eifo chasol lahakas, and somehow my son-in-law got dragged into this cult of the Hasidim. He didn't know what to do with himself. So me'elav move on, from on his own, he didn't ask Ganeitza. She'achosein tikaf kishira sechasno, shafach alav kochamaso, he started to yell at his son-in-law and pouring out anger and screaming. When the father-in-law realized that the son-in-law wasn't budging, he was kind of laughing in his face and just brushing him off. He said, "May I take a different approach?" The yelling didn't work. Yelling never works. So I'll speak to him nicely. I'll hold his hand. I'll be gentle. We'll have a nice conversation. Shiyazov es darchara, tell him that whole world of Hasidus, the toldos, is an incorrect world. I'll explain to him. I know what I'm doing here. So Ra, Shigamzeh no mo bimuma, he realized that this wasn't working either. The boy was, he must have been completely drawn into that cult. V'hischil lidrosh, Shigarish is a bito baget. Then he started saying, you know what, you should just really divorce my daughter. That's what he said. There's no business marrying anyone else. You have no business being, you're not a human being. He refused. I married her fair and square. I'm not going to divorce her. So Bekat HaChasidim who Dovek B'chol Navsho V'Isho Einen wrote to the Garish. He's very much connected to the Chasidim and he loved his wife and he's not interested in divorcing her. So Ra Chosno She'esek Bishuzeh V'Saches Da'gasel of Ne'ir. He realized how terrible the situation was. So the father-in-law started to tell people in the city what was going on, all his worries. Ubiksham, he asked his neighbors, his friends, Shiyazulo lihipater mechasno, to help him get rid of this son-in-law. Ubaira kame mehuma. So the whole big to-do started taking place in the city. Halalu omrim shetarach lingo shalicho says a rasha. Some say you have to hit him and until he gives the get. Ulachricho shigar shisha, force him to get the get, give the get. Vahalu omrim, the others would say. Shazai has that get musa. This is a get musa, which is a forced get. You cannot enforce a get. It has to be willingly. If you hit him and force him to give a get, that won't be a good get. Vaisha, oh, tipal besvach shel shelos tshuva. She's going to be stuck in a whole web of questions of mirabanan im haget kasha. Is it a good get or not? She's going to be in a guna. So they're stuck. Vidarish eifo laharbos laharech mohar umatan shiatratu lagarishis ishto mirtona hatov. They offer him money. We'll pay you off. It happens often, unfortunately, nowadays. We'll pay a lot of money. This way the husband will divorce the wife. Bein kova kobein, between this and that. V'hayara ha'isab kimrakacha. There was a lot of movement going on. Ad shigiu hadvarim gam lo'oznei ha'parits shel hayara. Then the parits, the landlord of that area, he heard about what was going on. Shayog, General Zaken, he was, I think it means he was like a general. I think he was an officer in the army. And he was retired. He's a veteran. And me shama haparit shekoa muuma kama leragle eiza sefer. When he found out what was going on, there was a particular sefer that really led to this whole mess. Bikesh li sefer lo mihu hamechabe shel sefer. Lisaper lo, to tell him who was the author. I want to know what is the nekudas hamachlokas. Which sefer are they really arguing about? Whether you could learn it or not learn it. So sefer lo, they told the parts. Shamechaber haya mesis umedia chasihudim mitaris Yisrael. He's drawing everyone out of Yiddishkeit. He's like a Christian and a Muslim. He's taking them to a whole other religion that's made up. V'shimo hu Yaakov Yosef HaKohen Meir Plona. Mishashama parts kach, when the parts heard who the author was, Bikesh Lahavi lost the Sefer Atma. He wanted to see the actual Sefer. Hevilo, they brought him the sefer. Vira al daf hashar milmati, saw the opening page on the bottom. Nitfas berusios in Russian. Shema sefer mechabro, wrote the name of the sefer and the author. Az tiva parat shiavo lefanav gam achosin gam haavrich veisho. He demanded that the father-in-law, the son-in-law, the daughter, everyone come together. V'chol makireim u'miyodehem, all the relatives, friends who knows about what's going on, come to me right now. So Balafanov, they came, and the parrots told them the following mice. Lefnei Harbishan, many years ago, Bani Shemashti B'tzava B'tur Polkovnik, which is a colonel. I was a colonel in the army. The parrot says further, Pam achas b'sof achorif, one time, the end of the winter, Chanisi ima gedud shali, I was sitting with my brigade, Samach Lir Polna, next to the city of Polna. Achris manya dua, after some time passed, who trachnu lahatik es mechanenu lamakum achr, we needed to move from the city of Polna to go elsewhere. Kinog b'mikraze, what happens in these circumstances, kamim b'oso yom kodem or boker, you wake up early, before sunrise, that's when you move camps. V'orchin mifkad shakol achayalim, you organize a mifkad, everyone comes together, everyone says they're here, they have a lineup, right? They call out their names or numbers, whatever they are. We used to have that in Morasha, those who went to Camp Morasha, yeah? Morasha? You also went to Morasha, yeah?
No, we went to
different camps. Okay, I only know Morasha. We had mifkad in the morning, but Morasha was very, very serious about it.
Yes.
Very serious. And we had some great stories about Akiva's father in mifkad. I don't know if he shared them with you. But he had some great stories of Gavriel Fagan coming out. He was always the last one to come out, and always a whole ruckus. And then he'd come out with his sleeping bag. He'd come out wearing this, wearing nothing. It was always very, very fun in Mifkad there. So they had Mifkad. They had a whole line up there. And Mutsavim, ask him about it. I'm sure he'll share with you. Umutsavim aleim lehiskonein lederech. And they said, he commanded everyone to get prepared to leave. We're about to go to the next location. Arachnos Mifkad, they had everything organized. V'hinei. They're missing three soldiers. Tivisi Leiza Chayom, he commanded a couple of soldiers, Sheyelchu Lahayara Hasmucha, to go to the city nearby, Polna, Lechafsam Lavim, to go find out where they are and bring them back. We need to move. Halchu, the soldiers went on the mission. The Ka'avar's Manma, after some time passed, Chazru Vesipru Davar Muza, they went back to the colonel, to this parrot now, and reported back the following strange thing. Matu Eshloshes Achayom Mebeis Echad. We found the three soldiers there in a house. Shineiros ha'erusham, there are candles that are lit there. Avayde ha'shulchan yoshev ish seva nehadar. This elderly man with a beautiful panim, face, and a beard. V'chayolam omdin ka'achuzei shevet, and they're stuck there. Mibli yicholos la'aniya yad regal. Their mom is stuck. Their feet are glued to the ground. Their hands are glued to the side. They can't move. V'afadibor im befim. They can't speak. They're just standing there like models. Lohe manti lamaseh mishunakados. I didn't believe what I saw. Vitzivisi lachayalim achem. I commanded other soldiers. Sheyelchu lirosas hanasets. I brought other chayalim, and then they went to see what was going on. Halchu, they went. V'afhem shavu v'sipru also adavar. They said the same exact thing. So he sent a number of soldiers to bring them back, and they all reported the same exact thing, that these three men were stuck in some guy's house. Hispleiti ma'od. I was very much taken back by this. I decided I'm going to go b'atmi myself. I'm going to bring them back as the colonel. I'm going to retrieve these three soldiers. Halachti im kama chayom. I brought a large amount of soldiers with me. Umishenichnasti la habayis. When I entered into the house, ra'isi es ha'isha zaken. I saw the elderly man there. Shemareyu kimalach elokim. He had the image of a malach. Yoshev bisboninus amuka. He was in deep thought. Idea shulchan next to the table. I felt some sense of fear, and I was trembling in the presence of greatness. I saw the soldiers, they were standing there as people that were mute and they were deaf, and it's as if someone nailed them to the floor. I didn't know what to do, so I turned to the old man sitting at the table in his house. Roani ba'adone she'ish kadoshu. I saw that this man was very special. V'chayolam shali tzrichim hayom la'azov es hamakom yachadim ko'agdiru. The whole army is moving. They need to come with us. Al-Kain, Yoel na kavod kedushas lepol shachayim yuchel lachas mikan. Please grant them a permission to come along and leave. So what happened? Hazakin Heshiv, the elderly man who's the Toldos responded back that Vadai Ganvu Chayal Mikan, they stole. They must have stolen something from here. V'lachein Totsiu Esav Gnevos Mikiseyem V'yelchu. Let them empty up their pockets, and once the Gnevos return back, they're going to be released and able to join you. So take up Chipasnu B'kiseyem. We started to look through the pockets of the soldiers as they stood there in silence, frozen. They had so much silver stuffed in their pockets, in their pants pockets, their coat pockets, their jacket pockets. Hotzanu as kol akelim hagnuvim mikiseim v'tekef kamu shnai mehem v'halchu kechol ha'adam. The moment we took out all the silver, two soldiers were able to walk away. Achashlishi odenu omed kavu al makomo. There's a third guy who was still stuck. V'nu yachol lozul misham. They tried to shake him and move him. He was stuck. He was frozen. Amr Shnaim, the two said, Vada Sham es Sam Sadavar bin Megefav. He definitely put something in his boots. Check his boots. The Kachava, that's what was there. Matsanu Tachub bin Megefav, Kosho Kefsev Achas. They found a silver goblet in his boot. Hotsanus Hakos, they removed the goblet. Vagam who's Zaz Vahalach, and he was able to walk as well. You don't have the rest of the story. I'm going to share with the rest of the story now. It goes on to explain here, Eich Zeh Kar Hadavar. How did this happen? This was the night, I'm going to read in English now, most of it in English, this was the night of Pesach. It was Leil HaSeder. And after the Seder was done, Halchu Bnei Abayis Lishon, the members of the household went to sleep. Barak Bal Habayis Batzmo, Hu Arav, Rav Yaakov Yosef HaKohen, only the Bal Habayis, the Toldos, Yashav Al Yad HaShulchan Kol HaLayla, he sat by the table all night, Tafas B'machshavosav HaKdoshos, deep in thought. As Delas Habayis Lo Sagu, he didn't close the door, Ki Al Kein Harei Leil Shimurmu. So he didn't close the door. Laila hamashumar min amazikenu mikol begam. The night that's protected from all types of dangers. Shloshes hachayalim kishavru al yad habayis. When they passed by the house, the road derech hachalonos, they saw through the window. Shebnei habayis yishayim. They saw everyone was sleeping in their rooms. Hadel's bilti segur. The door is wide open. So hazakin yoshe vehoge kilu yashayin. And it looked like as if the elderly man fell asleep at the table. Nichnasu labayis. They entered into the home. Milu kiseim me'amit me'amatos v'shirei amachalim shamdu al shulchan. They took the matzos from the table. They took the maror. They took the food stuff. The pockets with food. Achrei came afterwards. Samu b'kiseim es kol klei kesef. They took all the silverware. Shebnei bais samu al shulchan. All the silverware was still out. Kimina gisel b'lel seder to leave everything out all night. Umiyad near takulum komam v'lo yachlulas was misham. They wanted to go back to the rest of the machane, but they were stuck. Ad sheba. Until the head, the general, the colonel came and freed them. And now back to the story. When I saw the sefer, says the parts. Before getting back to the story. When I saw this tremendous miracle, I asked this, the Toldos, for two things. Bibanim shlo hayili od az. This colonel at the time did not have any children. So he asked the bracha from the Toldos for a bracha of children. Ubarichas yamim, and to live for a long life. Neta rav lebekashti, and he granted my requests. Uberichosi, and oz bekashti merav lodieni. Then I asked him, Masa yagia keitz chayei. And then he wanted to know, when am I going to die? How long am I going to live for? Now that I got my bracha of living a long life. The Hishiv Li, the Toldos, responded back to me, explains the parts. Keitza Adam hu sasam v'lo nitein lehigalos. We don't know when a man lives, when he dies, that's not revealed to anyone. Aval teida, but you should know. Shebesof yamecha, at the end of your days, I'm going to tell you the following is going to happen. Yagia maisa liyadcha, a mice is going to come to your hands. Shetifarsem es shemi, that my name is going to become public. Beina Yehudim habilti makir mosi, among those who don't recognize me, who don't respect me, through your hands, you're going to publicize who I really am. So explains the parts further. Birchaso shel harav niskaima, the bracha he gave me was fulfilled. Dalada birchani bibanim, he blessed me with four children. Vine gam herachti yamim adzikna v'seva muflegas. I also lived a very long life, as they could see, he was very old at that point. V'achshav saim haparit, now the parts concludes his whole piece. Is there anyone left here who wants to speak bad about the Toldos? after hearing that maisa? Is there something bad that you want to say? This part wasn't a frum guy necessarily. He wasn't a learned individual. He was telling a maisa shahaya. Kolum yaz od mishu litapel chait al ha'avrich ha'hoga. You think there's a chait that the avrich did by learning this sefer at night? B'sifro she'akadosh ha'olokim. Ani mitzav lechem, I'm commanding all of you here. She'tekef tasu sham b'necham, to make peace. V'ish lo yarhiv lingo b'rabba v'reich, don't do anything bad to this avrich. Hayehudim hisragshu me'od, they were very much moved by this mice of the parts. L'mashma sipur she'ha general hazakein, this old general. The kibbol aleim es hadin, they accepted the psak din of the pirates. The bli liskotet yosem avrech, they wouldn't fight anymore with him. Ulechayas b'shalom, live in peace. And then oz amar lehem apart, the pirates then really finished off saying, keis ani yodea shegia keitzchai, now I know my life is coming to an end. Because shekain bo divrei arava kadosh kisomim, the words came exactly like the Tolus predicted. Niskalga maisa yodai, and the maisa came through my hands. Lefarsem es shemo beinechem, I had the great zechus in publicizing this maisa and who this great person was. Aval ani b'chol zos savaratzon ma'ona, very satisfied, I accomplished this. Sha'ala biyadi la'aso shalom b'neichem, I was able to create peace within this mishpacha. Ayyidei shmol sha'rav ha'kadosh hazeh, minuchas of Eden, that is living in Gan Eden now. U'kavor chadashim achadim, after a number of months passed, achre maisa, after this conversation, halach lo'olamo ha'paritz hazakin. This elderly man passed away. Unclear. Doesn't say whether he was or wasn't. Not sure. Yeah. So the name, that there are a few Svarim we're going to go through, hopefully the week after Hanukkah, which Svarim he wrote. But Tolus Yaakov Yosef is one. There's the Paras Yosef is another one. What are the other ones he wrote? There are a couple other ones he wrote here as well. They don't actually list all of them here, but we'll hopefully mention some of them. Maybe we'll share a piece from each of them just to get a little familiar with it. There is another Maisa here. See if I could go through this one a little quickly. We still have a few minutes here. So there's a kuntris that was called the Vikucha Rabba, a big Vikuach, a big debate. And there's a Maisa Nora that they speak about after they refer to in the Svarim, the Histalkus is the Ptira. The Ptira of Chassidim they refer to as Histalkus, the departure of the Neshama of the Toldos. There was a dream that once came to the Talmud, Rav Yaakov Shimshon Mishpet Tivka. I don't know who he is yet. Maybe we'll come across him more. The Tziva Alav, he was commanded to go travel to Prague to be Tovea Elvono, to really defend his Rebbe, the Rav the Toldos, from the Gon HaKadosh Baal Noda Behuda. We know already from the beginning of the discussion that Noda Behuda was very against the Chassidus. And to go have a conversation with him. Don Nesefra told us l'sreifa, that the Noda Behuda thought, he made a judgment that you have to burn the Toldos. V'natnu l'mirmas tachas raglav, he placed him below his feet, he would step on the Toldos all the time. The davar zeh hayetzer me'od l'arav HaKadosh miplona ba'alma dikashid, was causing a lot of tumult up in Shemayim where the Toldos was. He had already passed away. So Amar Rav HaKadosh, this Talmud stood up and he found some poor looking clothing that were torn up. He went to Prague. When he got to the city, he went immediately to the house of the Rav, the Noda Behuda, to say hello to him. He spoke to him for a long time, Be'arichas B'divrei Torah. This is how it's described in the Kuntres here. And the Noda Behuda was very impressed with the Bekiyas, the Harifas B'Torah, the Eid of this individual. And then he asked him, maybe you should say a drasha in the Shul of the Shabbos. You're pretty impressive. Why don't you come speak in my Shul of the Shabbos? So he went to the base Medrash, and he gave a drasha, and this went on for like 10 days straight, it says. Asar yamim ritzufim, this individual was giving drashas. Every single day, binyan acher, misugis, asar dvarim, 10 different concepts throughout the Shas. And he was speaking about the 10 dvarim, particularly the kashim, the 10 hard things that were created during Maisa Bereishis, as the Gemara Baba Basra talks about. And all the people learning were very impressed by who this boy was. The Harifis, the Bekiyas, all of our Shas. After this whole thing, the Noda Behuda asked him, what's his name? Now, you came to Prague, you obviously wanted something. Now you impressed me, tell me what you want. So he said, I'm a Talmud of the Rav HaKadosh Mipolna, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. And from me, you could see, mimeni, you could tell from me, Yachol Lahavin Charifasan Bikyusan Shatamidim HaBeinonim. I'm an average Talmud, I'm not the top Talmud. Learn from me what an average Talmud of the Toldos is like. I'm not even a Talmud Muvak of him. But imagine what the greatest Talmidim are like. Umichulanu from all of us, Yuchal Lahavin, Goldel Harifus, Bekias Hagon, Bala Machaber, Sefer Tol Zaki Yokis Yosef. We're only the Talmidim. Imagine the greatest Talmud. Now imagine my Rebbe. Imagine how great the Toldos Yaakov Yosef is. Vinei Shamanu Shekavu Tarasa Rotel Laduna Besreifa. And you realize what's going on in Shemaim, some crazy things up in Shemaim. Al Kain Basi Lahodi, I came to let you know to the Noda Behuda. Sherav Hu Baldino Vein Onshin Elam Kain Mazirin. Vehimshech Ladabi Mo Kehena Kehena, this conversation went on. Ulyashiv Ko Pliosov Kushosov Alderech HaChasidus. He had a lot of questions about Chasidus. And every question that the Noda Behuda asked, the Talmud here answered it to his liking. And Bishmoa Harav Kozos Achse Barada Gedola. When the Noda Behuda saw and heard all these answers, he was felt this strong Ra'adu Gedola. He was trembling very much. Lakach Tekaf, right away he took the Sefer Toldos Yaakov from underneath his legs and placed it up and kissed it. And that's how it ends the story. And it seems, according to this Maisa, that in the end of the day, after this dialogue, the Noda Behuda, in fact, was okay with the Chasidim. We don't have, to my knowledge, any other type of story like this. I'm sure others would argue with such a Maisa, but it's brought down here in the Sefer that they did make up in the end of the day. So Mirut Hashem, next week again, everyone's invited to my house Thursday night for the Masiba, and then the following week we are going to continue.